朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们说过神让大卫的事情暴露出来。
And we said that God allowed this to be exposed in the life of David.
不是要给犯罪的人一个借口。
It is not for the sinful that they would have an excuse.
我听过很多人犯罪被揭发出来的时候。
And I've heard many times when people committed similar sins and when it's been exposed.
他们最常用的两个例子来保护自己，为自己说话。
Oftentimes the two examples that they use to protect themselves and to speak for themselves.
一个就是大卫。
One is the example of David.
他们说你看连大卫都犯了罪了。
And they said even David has committed such sin.
第二个最常用的例子。
And the second most used example.
就是主耶稣说你们中间谁是没罪的谁就可以先拿石头砸他。
And then the words Jesus said that those of you who are without sin may cast the first stone.
所以你发现很多传道人很多神的仆人被揭发的时候。
And a lot of preachers and a lot of servants of the Lord when their sins are exposed.
他甚至会跟别人说你们谁没犯罪先拿石头砸我好了。
A lot of time they would say those of you who are without sin let, you guys cast, let those cast the first stone.
弟兄姊妹犯罪的人自己没有资格讲这句话。
Those who have committed sins do not have the privilege of saying these words.
我们先要讲的也都不是这些话。
And the very first words that we ought to say are not these words.
我们先要注意的也都不是先保护自己。
And the very first thing that we need to pay attention to is not to protect ourselves.
我们要做的是先去向神认罪。
The very first thing we ought to do is repent before the Lord.
我们要真正在主面前悔改。
And we need to truly repent before God.
当我们真实悔改的时候神会出来为我们说话甚至神会兴起人来为我们说话。
And when we truly repent then God will speak on our behalf or God will raise others to speak on our behalf.
但是神在乎的是真正心灵忧伤痛悔的人。
But God cares about those who have a broken and contrite spirit.
所以神把大卫的故事摆在这里。
So God placed the story in front of all of us.
是让我们看见连这么爱主的人都可能有这么可怕的表现。
That we may see a person who loves God so much can actually sin this way.
我们真的没有一个人可以骄傲可以自义的。
There's no one here that can boast of own righteousness.
但是第二件事情。
And secondly,
神把大卫的故事摆在这里。
God has placed such a story in front of us.
让我们看见当大卫在失败中他如何去处理他的失败和犯罪。
That David, when he sinned, how did he deal with his own sin and his failures?
他给我们立下了一个最好的榜样就是怎么样子从极深的罪恶和败坏里面可以全然的归向神。
And he has shown us the way and an example of how he could fall so dreadfully yet rise up and turn to God.
我们稍微简单看几节的经文。
And simply I'd like to ask everyone to look at a few scriptures.
你要看见这个人的悔改跟归回。
And you want to see the way this man repents and returns to the Lord.
他不是只是希望他的刑罚他犯罪的结果能够被除去而已。
And he did not just simply want the outcome or the judgment in his life to be removed.
而是真正彻彻底底的回来彻彻底底的被神来改变。
And he completely wanted to come back before God and be changed completely before God.
我们很快的看几节经文好我也希望你们 take notes 下来因为我没有放在上面。
And very quickly, we're going to look at these verses. These are not in your outlines, but I've asked you to take notes and remember them.
诗篇32篇。
Psalm chapter 31.
第三节。
Verse
32.
Psalm chapter 32, verse 32.
对不起我所以我写错了哈。
第三节 verse
对第三节到第五节时间的关系我只念中文。
verse 3 through 5.
我闭口不认罪的时候因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重。我的精液耗尽如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯你就赦免我的罪恶。所以弟兄姊妹我们要知道在犯罪的时候第一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we know that when you sin, the very first thing,
我们不要单言我们归向神。
Do not prolong or delay in returning to the Lord.
而且我们不要去隐藏解释或是 justify, 找借口为我们的罪来减轻他的分量。
Do not seek to hide, to reason, or to justify the reason why we sin.
要向神真实。
But to be true to God.
Be true to God. 真的要向神完全的坦白，承认我们所有的过犯。
And to be completely exposed and transparent to God and confess our transgressions.
所有的抗拒、刚硬跟单眼。
And all of the resistance, all the hardness, all of the delay.
只会带给我们更深的痛苦，终日哀恨。骨头枯干
It'll bring us greater pain and the loss of vitality and the dryness of our bones.
那种枯干痛苦是从里面出来的
And that drought, that dryness comes from within.
等到你真正认罪悔改得到赦免的时候
When you truly repented and you have received forgiveness,
那种平安喜乐才会回来
And peace and joy will return.
以前有一个牧师他后来做一件事情
Pastor one time did this particular thing.
他花了很多年去专门访问那些临终之前的人
he spent many opportunities to interview those who are at their deathbed.
就问他们你这一生最后悔的是什么事情
And he would ask, what is the one thing that you are most regretful of?
或是如果让你人生可以重新来过一遍的话，你最想悔改，或是你最会这个不一样的会是哪一件事情
And if you were to be able to live all over again, what is the one thing that you would want to change?
他一共收集的写成了16册哈，他准备要印的
There were 16 volumes that he wants to publish.
结果不小心火灾全部烧掉了
And because of the fire, it was completely burned up.
但是这个人活到90多岁，他写下了在他的日记里面写下了一句话
But in his diary, it recorded one particular thing.
他说如果让所有的人可以重新活过一遍，可以让他重新再活一遍的话。
If every person had the opportunity to live all over again,
他说世界上会有一半以上的人成为伟人。
And more than 50% of the people wanted to be someone great.
很多时候我们不到人生结束的时候，我们都不会悔改，不会后悔我们的这一生。
A lot of time until we're at our deathbed, we will not regret the way we lived our lives.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们何等的感谢神！诗篇三十二篇第一节，得赦其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
And how again these verses that we just read? How blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven?
我们不需要见到棺材才掉泪哈。
And we do not need to shed tears at our deathbed.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
And again, anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
然后 anytime 神会让我们重新开始，如同没有犯过一样。
And every time God can allow us to start anew as nothing has happened.
当神儿子的血遮盖我们的时候，连神都看不到了。
When the blood of His Son covers up, even God could not see it anymore.
完全的赦免，完全的遮盖。
Complete forgiveness, complete covering.
所以大卫能够一说就说得赦其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
So David can say, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered."
好，所以神把我们的罪丢在背后，他在脚下沉入深海，永不再纪念。
So God has cast our sins behind Him under His feet and into the depth of the sea. No more will He remember.
那我们来看诗篇五十一篇，他有名的认罪诗。
Psalm chapter 51 is a very famous chapter of His repentance.
我们时间的关系，我读九节到十三节。
Verse 9 through 13, I'll read in Chinese only.
求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。当我们犯罪的时候，我们第一件事情希望的就是神赦免我们，不再纪念我们。
A lot of times, what we desire when we sin is, God, would you forgive me and don't remember my sins anymore?
我们只想急的赶快再有一个新的开始哈，忘记背后努力面前。
We immediately want a new beginning. We want to forget what just happened and just press forward.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David is not like this way.
他除了求神赦免他遮盖他的罪，赦免他所有的罪孽。
Not only did he ask the Lord to forgive him and to cover all of his sins,
他里面向着神有一个新的一个正面的渴慕
and he has a positive desire towards God in his heart.
他不仅仅知道罪，他希望他不要再重蹈覆辙
And not only does he not want to sin anymore, but he doesn't want to go back to the same thing again.
所以他在底下就接着跟神祷告，他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心 ，create， 就是表示他没有。
”So he asked the Lord, "Lord, please create in me a clean heart."
他知道他自己里面没有办法干净，他永远没办法干净。
He asked the Lord to create in him because he knows it's not within him. He doesn't.Have a clean heart.
他说使我里面重新有正直的灵。
So renew a right spirit within me.
里面有讲 right spirit 或 steadfast 坚固的灵或是对的灵。
As a steadfast spirit or a right spirit.
我们里面没有正直了。
We do not have anything that is righteous.
我们没有清洁，没有正直。
We do not have anything clean. We do not have anything steadfast.
大卫向神祷告，再为他造一个清洁的心，让他有对的灵，有正直的灵，有坚固的灵。
So he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart.And a right spirit.
好的，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。 这个乐意的灵不是说神在乐意来扶持我们，而是我们有一个 willing spirit 愿意起来跟随主。
So restore unto me the joy of your salvation, a willing spirit that rise up and to follow the Lord.
十三节
，Verse 13,
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。他不光自己悔改走出来。
And not only does he repent himself and walk out of his weakness,
你千万不要以为说他就没有感觉了，又敢回头去教别人。
Do not think that he has no more feelings, but he turns around to teach others.
而是他心里面真的被罪恶伤得太痛苦了，他希望别人不要走他的后尘。
But he is hurt by, he was hurt by his sin, and he does not want anyone to follow his own footsteps.
不要像他一样造成了这么大的伤害，在神的面前有这么可怕的结果。
Do not have such a harm that would come into your life or have such a dreadful before God.
对不对？撞过车子总会跟孩子说，你开车一定要小心。
And those who's gotten a car accident will always tell their kids, "Hey, be careful when you drive."
切菜不小心切到指头的，一定会看别人切菜的时候要小心一点。
And every time we cut our own hands when we're chopping something, we tell others to be careful with a knife.
我们不是为了教训别人，而是为了保护别人。
It is not a point of discipline, but a point of protection.
这是大卫。我们再看十九篇。
Psalm 19.
十二节
，verse 12
到十四节
，to verse 14。
他说：“谁能够知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。”他不仅仅被神显出来的，他认罪，他甚至知道在他里面有很多隐而未现的。
And not only did the Lord reveal to him the sin within him, but he knows that within him there's still many things that is not yet revealed.
这是一个彻底的谦卑。
And this is a true humbling of heart.
这就是我说的，我们还有许多没有开发的悲情下品。
This is what I'm talking about. There's so much dross within us that's not yet been revealed.
很多是我们自己不知道的。
A lot of times things we don't know of.
我们连想都没想到。
We cannot even imagine it.
所以大卫当那天在平台上散步的时候
，So that day when David was just walking along on the rooftop.
别人在前线打仗，他在这里睡到日头平息。
It was time of battles for those who were on the battlefield, but he slept until noonday.
喜欢睡觉睡太晚的，小心一点。
And those who want to sleep and stay in their bed for a long time, be careful.
所以你看，当拔示巴在那里沐浴的时候，试探一下子突然临到他。
And when Bathsheba was taking a bath, all of a sudden the temptation came.
我不相信大卫里面没有不安的感觉。
And I do not believe that David did not have a sense of not right within him.
就在他松而没有看守自己好的时候，他就犯了大罪了。
But when he was very loose and he was not diligent in keeping himself, he's committed this great sin.
犯了罪以后，就想用各样的方法来把自己的罪遮盖起来。
And after he's committed the sin with Bathsheba, he wanted to cover up the sin.
上礼拜陈明弟兄也讲了，对不对？罪会生罪的，有这十八代祖孙住在一起的。
Our brother Chen Ming shared last week that the sin will bring forth and produce sin.
而且会用 更大的诡诈来遮盖自己的。
And a greater trickery to cover our own sin.
可是你发现大卫，他不仅仅作了诗，叫灵长唱在全国的面前这样子认罪。
But after he's committed such sin, he repented, he wrote a hymn, wrote a psalm, and asked the leader to sing it among the nations.
他甚至求神赦免他里面还有很多隐而未现的。
And he asked the Lord, please forgive those sins that are unknown within me.
十三节他说，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。很多的罪都是从我们任性哈，就是要做什么就做什么开始的。
Verse 13 talks about these presumptuous sins, and because we are determined to do whatever we want to do.
他不见得一下子就是淫乱，就是杀人这种很可怕的。
It is not that immediately that we would commit adultery or kill someone.
他就是在我们平常生活里面已经养成了不顺服的习惯。
But ordinarily in our days, we already cultivated a habit of not being obedient.
已经养成了任性的习惯。
And we already cultivated this self-will within us.
在我们人生的抉择上、关卡上、试探面前，我们一任性，我们就完了。
So when we come to these critical points, these turning points in our life,If we're self-willed, we are undone.
所以很多属灵的前辈都跟我们讲，养孩子最重要一件事情就是 bend their will.
And a lot of mature Christians would teach us that when we raise our kids, that they need to bend their will.
而不是只是叫他一定要听你而已。
It's not that they would simply obey you.
要叫他们里面有一个柔软的灵，他是可以被改变的。
But they would have a gentle spirit within him that they would turn and be able to been.
但他不能任性的。
That he is not so determined within himself.
所以你在很多玩具店门口看见小孩子坐在地上拳打脚踢，说我非要买那个。
And you come across a toy store, you see a kid on the floor throwing a tantrum and said, I want that one.
或者不照他的意思，他就大哭，跟你哭个几个小时。
And you don't give him what he wants, and he just start wailing and cry for hours and hours.
他从小就在这里跟你 fight.
Ever since from their young age, they're testing you, they're fighting you.
Who is the boss?
Who is the boss?
我儿子三岁多四岁到 Disney 问我买衣服的时候，他一眼就说我要买这个。Who is the boss?
And when my son was about 3 years old, he went to Disneyland or Disney World, saw a T-shirt that says "Who's the boss?" and he said, "I want that one."
I am the boss. 哦，对，不是 Who is the boss? 所以他比我想的没有那么属灵。很可爱哈，那个从小我们其实一整个家都在争 Who is the boss.
And this, ever since their infancy, we've been trying to define who is the boss.
你看我们讲爱的上情诗曾经放过一个 slide 给大家看。
And when we were talking about,
那个夫妻在吵架。
And when a couple was arguing, we had a slide for everybody to see.
太太比较矮，所以她站在一个板凳上面，指着先生两个在骂，大骂。
So the wife is a little shorter. She stood on a stool and they were pointing at each other, screaming at each other.
旁边一个小孩大概还包着尿布，坐在地上放声大哭。
And there was a little baby and his diaper is still on the ground. He just opened up and crying.
底下的话就是 Who is the boss? 谁是当家的，谁是老板？
And under that slide, the question came forth, who is the boss?
丈夫在，夫妻在争，孩子也在争。
That husband and wives are arguing, the kid is also trying to win.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学习让自己，让孩子们在主的面前有一个柔软的灵，一个对的灵。
We need to learn that we ourselves and our children before God, that we would have a gentle spirit.
很多的罪都是从任性出来的。
And a lot of the sin comes forth because we are self-willed.
所以我真的觉得神真的是让大卫有一个那么深入，对生命有这么深的认识。他说你只要拦阻我，让我不犯这个罪的话，我就免犯大罪。
And David says that if you would keep me from presumptuous sins, then I will not fall into great sin, great transgression.
他底下十四节他说：“耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，用我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。”好，最后我们读一节139篇
，Psalm 139，
23-24节
，Verse 23-24。
他说：“神啊。”求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。这是大卫在悔改之后，他能够那么勇敢地把自己一再地放回到神的面光中。
And David, after he repented very courageously, time and time again, placed himself in the light of the Lord.
当我们还活在黑暗中，我们第一件事情就是逃避他的面。
And when we're still in darkness, the very first thing that we do is to hide from his face.
当我们真正悔改认罪以后，我们反而就是常常把自己带回到神的面光中。
But when we truly repented, oftentimes we will bring ourselves back to his presence.
我们怕重蹈覆辙。
And we don't want to fall again.
我们怕我们又在得罪神。
We don't want to offend God once more.
神把大卫放在圣经上。
So when David, God has placed David openly in the scriptures.
看看真正犯罪悔改的人该是怎样。
To see that the manner of a person as he truly repented before the Lord.
也让我们看到一个真正悔改的人，神怎样可以重新使用他。
That as a person is truly repented before God, how God can use him again.
能够给神家带来更大的祝福。
That God could bring forth a greater blessing in his life.
所以到了大卫结束的时候，神能够给他这一生的评语，说他是 a man.After my own heart, 是合我心意的。
So at the conclusion of David's life, God would give him a conclusion and said, "This is a man after my own heart."
你我再不喜欢他没有关系。
No matter how much you or I dislike him, it doesn't matter.
但是神却悦纳他。
But God accepted him.
因为没有一个罪人的悔改，真的在神的眼中像大卫这么彻底的。
Because no sinner has repented the way David has repented so completely.
他整个的余生全心就是在主的身上。
The remaining of his life was entirely on the Lord.
我们没有时间再去细讲哈。
I don't have the time to go through in detail.
但是我真的希望所有活在罪里面的。
But I want to ask all the brothers and sisters if we are still living in sin.
或是不久的将来我们跌倒的。
Those of us who may fall not in the not distant future.
我们不把大卫当借口，而是把大卫当榜样。
We do not treat David, use David as an excuse, but him as an example.
成为我们悔改归向神的榜样。
That we may use his example as a pathway of returning back to the Lord.
成为我们真实悔改的人的安慰和激励，不要被仇敌控告。让我们自暴自弃。
And be the comfort and encouragement of those who truly repented before the Lord and not no longer dwell under the condemnation of the evil one.
所以我上次讲大卫的时候，曾经讲了一个小小的故事。
So when we spoke of David, I gave a particular story.
哦，在这个德国有一个女孩子，她要办自己的钢琴演奏会。
So there was, in Germany, there was a young lady who was putting together her own performance.
在她报纸，在她海报上，她做了一个不实的广告。
On the newspaper, she gave an ad.
她说她是匈牙利某某钢琴大师的学生。
She's a story from Hungary, Hungary.
Yeah.结果就在他快要开始演奏前不久
And right before she was about to perform
他突然在报纸上看到这位匈牙利的大师正好要来德国要来他的 town
And she found out also from the newspaper that a master musician that she claimed that she learned from is going to be in town
他整个吓坏了他知道这件事情揭发出来他这辈子就完了
She was completely terrified She knows if people know about the truth that she never attended that school Her future is undone
所以他认罪以后
She repented
他直接去找这个大师
And she went to this teacher.
他就跟他道歉
And she went to the master and apologized.
没想到这个大师非常慈祥地看着他
And this great master gracefully looked at her.
他说人都会犯错
So everybody would commit wrongs.
他说你的确是做了很大的错事
Yes, you've done something that is tremendously wrong.
但是可贵的是你如何面对你自己的失败和错误
But what's precious is how you dealt with it.
他说女儿你现在去弹给我听
Let's go and play something in front of me、
啊、那个女孩子高兴得不得了得到她的赦免
So that young girl was so happy that she was forgiven by
得到她的赦免她已经够高兴了
And she should have been very excited just of the forgiveness itself
没想到这个大师叫她弹她知道她愿意帮助她
And so the great master told her to play because he was willing to help her
所以他就指点她指教她几个错误的地方加强的地方
So as she was playing through the pieces the master said you got to improve this here and here
而且那个大师告诉她
And then the master told her
那天你演奏完最后一曲我上来陪你一起弹
And that day after your performance the last piece I will come up and play with you
你知道这个女孩子她心里面的感恩跟感激吗
Do you know how grateful this girl is
她不仅仅得到了赦免她心里面感动她欢喜
She only not only received forgiveness and she rejoiced in that
她得到了她不配得到的爱
And she received a love that she should not have received
弟兄姊妹我们的主就是这样
This is the way of our Savior
她从来没有按着我们的过犯来对待我们
He has not dealt with us according to our transgressions
她不仅仅乐意赦免我们的罪
He's not only willing to forgive us of our sins
宽恕我们
and to forgive us
他愿意重建我们
and he wants to rebuild us
他愿意来帮助我们来使用我们
he wants to help us to use us
那我们整个人生能够达到最高的价值
that our life may reach the highest of its worth
这就是大卫
this is David
不是他有什么好
it's not that he has any good
就跟我上一次讲完的时候那个破烂的琴我们怎么弹都弹不出好音乐的
just like that story I told everybody about a broken piano no matter how we play it we cannot play a very good melody
交在这位伟大的主这位真正的大师的手中他能够从我们身上弹出美妙的音乐
But in the master of the universe he's able to make great music out of our lives and out of this broken piano
因为他是按照我们的本相爱我们
Because he loves us just as we are
他是按照我们的本相来接纳我们 来帮助我们
He just as we are he comes and accepts us to help us
其他的不讲了、
我
们教会没有 David 3 所以我就不讲 David 3
So all the rest we'll leave it unsaid There's no David 3 in the church So we're not going to go anymore
大卫对人的影响
But the influence of David in his life
年轻就开始了
It started ever since from his youth
连他被扫罗追杀在旷野漂泊最辛苦的时候
Even the days when he was being pursued And the days that is hardest for him
他住在亚杜兰洞那些欠债的心中酒困的那些人都跑来投靠他
In the cave of Adullam All those who were oppressed And all those who owed people money They all came and came to be with him
大卫吸引他们大卫的生命改变他们
And David drew them because David's life was able to change them
这些受苦的心中酒困的圣经上说他们有些是匪类都被改变成为神家大能的勇士
And these people who were in bitterness of life even some of those who were thieves they are all transformed into the mighty men of David
你去读历代志上十二章各地的英雄好汉都被大卫吸引来投靠他
First Chronicle chapter 12 you see that all the men of valor from all over the land came to gave himself to David
而且一心的要叫大卫做王 All of one mind 要 make David king
And they all have one mind that David would be made king
因为大卫以德服人
So David won the hearts of men
然后他为神家建立 立体的侍奉体系。
And so he established an orderly service for the house of God.
他不仅仅把整个建殿外面所有需要的都预备好了。
Not only did he prepare everything that is needed outwardly for the building of the temple.
硬体有了，软体也有了。
And the hardware and the software are all there.
所以你从历代志上二十三章到二十七章，他把神家歌唱的、侍奉的、守门的、官府库的所有的东西都预备好。
And First Chronicle chapter 23-27, we see that David has set order all manner of services in the house of God. Those who watch the doors.And those who would be singers.
然后他带领百姓们爱神，愿意甘心把最好的奉献给神。
And he led the people to come and love God and give their very best to God.
所以大卫，神最后给他的结语说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫。”
And so the Lord said, "I sought after the son of Jesse."
他是合我心意的人。
A man after my own heart.
凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Who will do all my will?
我希望。这样子的信息能够除掉一点我们的困惑。
And I pray that these messages will help alleviate some of our confusions.
这么爱主的人怎么会这样子滑跌？
How could such a person who loved the Lord would fall this way?
这样子滑跌的人，神怎么还会说这是合我心意的人？
A person that has fallen this way, how could God conclude and say, this is a man that is after my own heart?
曾经这么可怕、失败、败坏的人，怎么可能被神用到这样子的地步？
He's fallen so dreadfully, yet God can still use him.
不仅仅让我们看见神的恩典神的杰作
We not only see of God's grace and his mercy and his workmanship
也看见罪人真心悔改所带来的祝福
And we see the true blessings that is brought forth from a true repentance
所以没有一块金金不是经过火炼的
Not a single piece of pure gold did not go through the refiner's fire
没有一块宝石是没有经过精心雕琢的
There's not a precious stone that has not been carved by the carver
没有一个贵重的珍珠是不经过痛苦的。
There is not a precious pearl that has not endured hardship.
同样的，没有一个被神使用合神心意的人是不经过神制作的。
And everyone that has been used and is after God's own heart has been worked by God.
让我们更喜乐、更高兴地把自己交在这位伟大的神。
And with a greater joy that we would give ourselves to this wonderful God.
他比刚才这位匈牙利的音乐大师更有爱、更有智慧。更愿意来帮助我们。
He has greater love and greater wisdom and mercy than this Hungarian master, a musician.
让他介入我们的生活和生命。
That he may enter into our life.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。